Perek Gimel continues discussing the halachas of Kriyat Shema, who is obligated and who is exempted. Mishnah Aleph, Misha Meso Mutalafan, if somebody who a close relative has passed away and has to be buried, and this is a person who's going to sit Shiva over that relative, Pater Mikriyat Shema, that person who is going to be an Avil right now in Aninus is absolved, exempted from Kriyat Shema, Umina Tfilin, Shmona Esrei, Mina Tfilin, and putting on Tfilin and any other mitzvahs as well, because that person is Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Mina Mitzvah, involved in the burial, or at least emotionally involved in the burial, is exempted for the other mitzvahs. Not only the Avelim coming up, but Nosei Hamita, those who are the pallbearers carrying the bier, Vechilufein, and those who will be carrying the bier, Vechilufein, and those who will replace the replacements, all of those who may wind up carrying the nifter, they are going to be, and they are Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, they're absolved from Kriyat Shema, Eshelifnei HaMita, Veshala Achar HaMita, those before the Mita and back, those before the coffin and back. So here's the halacha when it applies to all those people, potential pallbearers, those who are standing and escorting the body. The Mishnah says, Etshala Mita Tzorech Bahem Turim, those who right now are carrying the mace, or those who will be needed to carry the mace, they are Pturim for Kriyat Shema, Veshein Lamita Tzorech Bahem, if they're simply escorting the mace, they're escorting the bier, but they will not be carrying it, they are Chayavim, they are obligated to say Kriyat Shema, Elu Ve'elu, whether they are going to be needed or not going to be needed to carry the body, Pturim Min HaTfilah, they don't have to say the Shmona Esrei is only Derabanan, Kriyat Shema is Deraisa, and for other reasons and distinctions as well. Mishnah Beis, we have now done the Kfura, the body has been buried, Kavru Es HaMeis V'Chazru, and now they are returning, and they're going to do Nichum Aveling, standing B'Shem, sure, they will be standing and be Menachem Avel. Im Yecholim Lahaschil Veligmor Ad Shelo Yagiu Leshur. If the people, we're not talking about the Avelim, we're talking about the people who are attending the Levaya, if they can finish saying at least the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema before the Avelim get to the place where they will be Menachem Avel them, Hamalki Minatchem Eschem Yaschilu, then they should say the Kriyat Shema V'inla. But if they can't say the Kriyat Shema, at least the first pasuk of the Kriyat Shema before the Avelim, the time that we are going to be Menachem Avel, lo yaschilu, they are osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, they are exempted from saying the Kriyat Shema. Omdim b'shura, and those people that are standing on the shura to be menachem avel, apnimim pturim, those who are on the inside who can see the avelim, so they can be menachem them, they can console them, they are pturim for Kriyat Shema. V'achitzonim, those on the outside who cannot see the avelim, they are chayavim, they are obligated to say the Kriyat Shema. Others, Mishnah Gimel, who are not obligated, nashim, women, vavadim, non-Jewish slaves, uktanim, and boys below the age of bar mitzvah, pturi mi Kriyat Shema, they don't have to say Kriyat Shema, umina tefillin, and tefillin, women, and avadim, because these are mitzvahs asesh, as gman grama, so women and avadim are not chayavim, and when it comes to chinuch of a katan, typically a father has to be mechanach his son for mitzvahs, also his daughter, when the mitzvahs are applicable to them. When it comes to Kriyat Shema, the father is often not around at the time of Kriyat Shema, when he would have been mechanach the child, so there's no din chinuch for Kriyat Shema and tefillin, because a child cannot maintain a guf naki, a clean body, not pass gas with the tefillin. Accordingly, there's no chinuch when it comes to be mechanech the child of those mitzvahs. V'chayavim b'tefila uv'mezuzah b'birkas hamazon. These three categories, women, slaves, and children, are our chayav when it comes to saying Shmona Esrei, or at least a tefila, lav davka Shmona Esrei, it depends the shita, uv'mezuzah, doing mezuzah b'birkas hamazon when it comes to women and Canaanite slaves. These are not mitzvahs asesh as man grama. They are not time-bound in mitzvahs, so women and avadim are chayavim, and a father is obligated to educate his non-bar mitzvah son also when it comes to tvila, bishmon esrei, mezuzah, birkas hamazon. Mishnah Dalet is a discussion of what's the scope of the takana of Ezra. Ezra instituted that anyone who sees a seminal flow, which is a baal keri, has to go to mikvah at a minimum before learning Torah, and the scope may also include not even davening and saying certain brachos. So the baal keri, somebody who has a baal keri and has not gone to mikveh yet, in accordance with the takana of Ezra, mehar har libo, when it comes to the Kriyat Shema, which is a deoraisa, he doesn't verbally say it, but he has to think about it without verbalizing the words. However, when it comes to the Birkas Kriya Shema, which are Dirabanan Veinu Mevarach Lola Faneha V'Lola Achara, he doesn't say the Birkas Kriya Shema either before the Kriya Shema or after Kriya Shema. We're only going to be worried about the Kriya Shema itself, which is Doraisa. And similarly, when it comes to benching, Birkas Amazon V'Ala Amazon Mechavarach La'acharav, he says the Birkas Amazon after eating, which is a Doraisa Veinu Mevarach Lafana, but doesn't say the Brachas beforehand because those are Dirabanan. So we see here that the Tanakama is of the view that the Takana of Ezra is more inclusive than just having to tovel before learning Torah, but it includes also saying of the Kriya Shema and also Birkas Hamazon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Revarach Lifneim Ol Acharim, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He's of the view that the Takan of Ezra only applies to learning of Torah, even learning Be'iyun Torah. If it's just a halacha there or here, it wouldn't be included. And he does say, the language of the Mishnah, he would say the brachas before the Kriyat Shema and before having a Suda, and also after Kriyat Shema, after a Suda, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the view that Takan of Ezra was not all that inclusive of those issues, doesn't include Kriyat Shema, doesn't include davening, it's simply limited to Iyun learning of Torah. Mishnah, hey, if we have a Baal Keri, and we're continuing along the Shita of a Tana that is of the view that the Takan of Ezra to go Tova Mikvah is not only applicable to going to Mikvah before learning but also davening. So Hayah Omed Bitfil, if we have a Baal Keri and he's davening, he's saying a Shemona Esrei, V'nizkar Shu Baal Keri, and then he remembered, I'm on Baal Keri and I did not go to Mikvah yet, Lo Yavsik, he should not stop in his Shemona Esrei, Elo Yekatzer, but he should abridge the Shemona Esrei, either by just saying the beginning and end of each bracha, or just saying Havineinu in place of the 13 brachoshos in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. Yarad Lipol, if we have a Baal Keri and he went to Tovel and Mikvah, Im Yachol La'alos Ulis Kasos, if he can get out of the Mikvah, and he can cover himself, so he is covering his private parts, and he is now creating a barrier between his lev and his erev, his upper body and his lower body, by covering himself, V'likros, and he can reach, say, the Kriyat Shema Ad Shloshanes Hacham, before the sun rises, because that's the ideal time to say the Kriya Shema, be right before Neitz Achama. He should do that. Yale, get out of that mikvah, v'yiskas, and cover yourself, v'yikra, and say the Kriya Shema v'inlav. However, if he cannot get out and do all that in time before the sun rises, what he should do is yiskase b'mayim v'yikra, he should cover himself with the water. In other words, use the water as the barrier to cover his lower body and also to create a barrier between his upper body and lower body. So he's going to have the water between his private parts and his upper body. So that would be the hefsek between his lev and his erba. And then read the Kriyat Shema like that. Aval lo yiskase, but he cannot cover himself if he's in the water. Lo b'mayim harayim, not with foul, putrid water. V'lo b'mei hamishra, and also not with water that has been used to soak flax, because that stinks. That is very, that has a terrible odor as well. And similarly, somebody cannot say the Kriya Shema next to urine ad shiyati l'sochan mayim, until he puts a revis of water to dilute that urine. And now the Mishnah asks, v'kama yarchik mehenu minatzoa, well, how much do you have to distance yourself from urine that has not been diluted with water, minatzoa, and from excrement? So the Mishnah says, arba amos, you have to distance yourself 4 amos in order to say the Kriya Shema. That is assuming that urine or excrement is in back, you are on your sides. If it's in front of you, you can't even see it, so you'd have to distance yourself significantly more or turn your back on it. Mishnah Vav, Vzav, Shara'a Keri, you have a Baal Keri, but he only became a Baal Keri, he saw a seminal emission after he was already a Zav, which is a much stricter Tuma, which requires 7 days to be Matar himself, and the Keri is simply go to Mikvah and then your Tagor. So we have somebody who has a stricter Zav Tuma, and he also saw a Keri, and that would require him going to the Mikvah once, but that would not take care of the Zav Tuma, that takes 7 days. V'nida, similarly, if we have a woman, she's a Nida, she had relations before becoming a Nida, and now that she's a Nida, Shapalta Shechva Zera, she has let out some Zera, some semen from when she had relations with her husband. So now we have the same issue that she has the Takana of Ezra to go to the Mikvah, but also that's not going to take care of her Nida, because that requires the 7 days of Tarabah. And similarly, just reversing the order, the Mishamesh, it's somebody who had Zera come out, and then Sharasa Nida, and then she became a Nida afterwards. So just flipping the order of did she become a Baal Keri first, or did she become a Nida first? But either way, it's the same Din, Srichin Tfila. The Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana Kam, is of the view that Takanas of Ezra is independent of taking care of the 7 days of impurity Takanas Ezra means as soon as you have a flow, either from the man or from the woman because of the man, you go to mikveh, and even if you have a stronger tumah on you that's going to take 7 days to take care of, that doesn't matter. Go to the mikveh anyway, take care of the Ezra problem, and then you'll also take care of the more stricter tumah in due course. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda, Poter, Rabbi Yehuda is of the view, why bother taking care of the lesser tuma because you're a Baal Keri, be it the man or the woman, if you're still going to have the more stringent tuma on you of the Zav and the Nida, just take care of the tuma of the Zav and the Nida over the 7 day process, and that, at the end of that process, will take care of the Baal Keri problem as well.